Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, my guest this evening is T.C. Stallings. He is a former professional athlete, now finding success in film and television. Back in 2004, he landed a spot on Animal Planet's King of the Jungle, a hit network reality television show in which he emerged as the Season 2 champion. He then began a four-year stint working with Russell Athletic as a fitness model, a position for which he is well gifted. And then in 2008, he did a successful Skype audition from the living room of his home in Louisville, Kentucky, and made his feature film debut in the 2011 hit movie Courageous, which many of us loved. He played the memorable character TJ. And following this, he gave up a successful personal training business in Louisville and headed for Hollywood. After a few months of auditioning, he landed some commercials, followed by three more film roles. But his career reached new heights with a breakout performance as Tony Jordan in the 2015 hit film War Room, which soared to number one at the box office. He later landed a nomination for Best Actor in his lead role in God's Compass, followed by a Best Actor win at the Christian Film Festival for his supporting role in Unbridled. He has continued to do commercials. Two of them were featured in the 2016 Rio Olympics and the 2016 Super Bowl. In 2019, his company, Team TC Productions, reached a milestone when he wrote, directed, and self-produced a documentary called 24 Counter, The Story Behind the Run. It was nominated for Most Inspirational Documentary by the ICFF. And you, my listeners, can own your own copy on demand. It is now available as of the end of last month. And so you can now get that movie and own it on demand yourself. He's a wide-ranging actor. He's a huge advocate for clean family entertainment, and he enjoys getting creatively involved in philanthropic efforts around the world. TC, I want to welcome you to the broadcast and thank you for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on with you.
Now, without giving too much away, can you give us an idea of what 24 Counter is about?
Oh, yeah, very easy. It's my testimony. And me and my wife, we laugh because we think we created a word because we refer to it as a documony, which is a documentary of my testimony.
That's very good.
Way of summing it up. And yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, whenever, I think one of the coolest things is when somebody, you sit down with somebody with a cup of coffee and they say, you know, what was the most transformative part of your life?
Mm-hmm.
How did you come to know the Lord and mm-hmm. all of that? And you get to sit down and have that coffee and you get to tell them your journey. And a lot of times it changes their life or impacts their life, either right then and there or somewhere down the road.
Amen.
And so this is exactly what 24 Counter, the story behind the run, is. It is my testimony of the most transformative moment of my life and how I came to know the Lord and how I had to apply what I learned once knowing what it truly meant to follow Jesus.
Yes.
I experienced that throughout my actual life. So I can't wait for people to see it. It's like sitting down having that cup of coffee with me and I get to tell you my story.
That's great. That is great. Folks, one of the things that makes a testimony so powerful is that the story ultimately is not about each of us as we share our own testimony. It's about each of us encountering someone who's changed us. It's about our encounter with Jesus Christ. When a person's a witness in a court of law, The one thing that everybody should be looking for in that witness's testimony is, what do they know firsthand? It's not enough that, you know, they have this opinion or they have that thought or they read this or what. What do you know firsthand? Because anything beyond that is speculation. And what TC shares is not speculation. It's not just something he's read about. It's what he knows firsthand, because this guy has met Jesus, and that changes everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what I love about documentary. Everything's documented. You can see it happening. Facts. You can look at it. When I say it, I show you. When I go through it, I show you through videos and pictures and articles and write-ups. And like you said, it's not at all what I think about Jesus. It's what I experience, what I know about him.
Amen.
The scripture just jumps off the page right there in my actual life. And so, yeah, I can't wait for people to see it. It's just, you're going to be face-to-face with truth, and you just got to decide if you believe what you saw.
Amen. Again, it's 24 Counter, The Story Behind the Run. Now, this documentary is adapted from your book, which is Playing on God's Team. Remind us a little bit of what the book's about, but also tell us how you were motivated to make a film from that.
Yeah, so the book, Playing on God's Team, this is, again, I wrote that after I went through what I went through in college, because I was a college athlete at the University of Louisville playing football, and I grew up in the church, but I didn't know what it meant, what it really meant to let Jesus be the Lord of my life.
Yes.
I was just a religious guy. And that's not enough. We learned that in Scripture. That's not enough. You got to really have a relationship. And in my sophomore year, I learned that in a very, very dramatic way. Just a very just upfront, biblical, face-to-face, head-on meeting with the Lord through another student who took me through a Bible study. And that changed everything for me my sophomore year.
Praise
and
God.
Then I had to apply those things in my life. And that was very challenging, but I came out victorious.
Praise
so,
God.
Being that I know that there are a lot of athletes, male and female, that may be going through the same thing, I decided to write the book, tell my story, and then have the principles that I learned from my journey, the scripture-based principles, 21 really key scriptures and principles, and I put it all together, and I said, I'm going to help athletes all around the world. But then I realized that when you're talking about a team, by definition, is just a collection of people coming together for a common goal. And so I realized, well, that's what Christians are. We come together, we're on God's team, and we come together for a common goal. So realizing that the book could impact everybody, I just opened the book up to everybody.
Great.
So that's where the book came from. And then I realized that, you know, we're visual creatures, and the fact that I had all of this, these videos and these audio clips and these and all these things, and I'm a big fan of documentaries, I said, you know what, let's adapt it into a film. You know, I've been doing so many films, and I know the power that films like Courageous and War Room and some of the others have had.
Yes.
I said, well, I'm going to do a documentary, and people will be able to actually see this, which would bring power and just help that help the book, kind of just all the stories in it and the lessons jump off the page so you can see. So all together, it makes one nice, strong testimony for the Lord and to share my testimony. So that's how it all came together.
Excellent. I think a lot of people, especially nowadays, find film much more accessible. Before they decide, I'm going to read this book, it's much easier, lower commitment level, if you will, to say, I'm going to watch this film. And and so you've made the message that much more readily available. And I think that's tremendous. And I think it's wonderful that God gave you all the great experiences you've had in acting and seeing what goes into production to prepare you for this role.
Absolutely, because I didn't even think that I'd have to do it this way. You know, here we are, you know, locked in our homes due to the pandemic, because I really fleshed this thing out this spring. Last year, I actually just recorded a simple little thing. That's how 24 Counter, the film, the documentary started off. It was last year, actually. It was just a simple little thing that I was just going to put up on, you know, YouTube and go from there. I was going to be a free thing, and I just wanted to share my testimony. But then I realized that, you know, people, it would be more exciting for people, and people are more likely to look at it if it had that theatrical quality to it.
Right.
You know, kind of like The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary. I looked at that and got highly motivated. I'm just like, man, people will be more likely to look at this if it's a production, and they come for one thing, which is to be entertained, and it does entertain you, but you get way more than what you bargained for, because now you're going to really hear my testimony about Jesus. And so I said, well, I'm going to have to make this more theatrical, and it took so much work that that's when we ended up going ahead and saying, okay, let's get it to where we can get it up on some of these streaming platforms, and like right now we're praying we can get it up on Amazon so even more people can find it easier, because right now you get it through my website. But in order to do that, we had to put a lot of work in and get it the quality that it needed. And so that's how it developed into something that people can stream. So I do thank God for that, because I had to do all the editing, all the filming, all the lighting, all the everything on my own, because you couldn't even leave this house. And
bless
so I'm really proud of what it turned into. It showed me that I can do it.
That's great. That is great. Now, in the midst of all this, you sound very joyful. But in the midst of all this, you've gone through some other real pain, not just the challenges of making this film, but you've lost your mom, and she played a vital role in your life. I want you to share a bit of that. But then also, my understanding is you've also, more recently, just 4 weeks after you lost your mom, you lost your grandmother, both to COVID-19.
Yeah, it was. This is one of the toughest, you know, years of my life. Obviously, it came out of nowhere, and you know, I was actually working on remastering this documentary, right linear with all of this, and she was actually screening it. I was letting her see it because she's all over it. My mother was my biggest motivation from the time I was born to now, and I was letting her see it as it was going along, and she was really excited and proud. And then, you know, she contracted the COVID-19, and 4 days later she was gone. And it just came so sudden. And, man, it was hard, but it's funny. It was like, you know, as a Christian, you talk all the time about the peace that surpasses understanding.
Yes.
And you can talk about it all you want, but it's much more powerful when you have to go through it. And I don't welcome that on anybody, but what organically happened was that the Lord held me up in such a way where I could be there for my family.
Praise God.
And all these people that follow me on social media and stuff who saw what I went through,
they
got a chance along with me in real time to experience the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Praise God.
You can't brag about something that you've never experienced. And so here I am. I've experienced it, and I can brag about it because I was waiting to collapse and just fall apart. I love my mom. She was all I had. You know, I never even got a chance to grow up with my father and stuff. And so when she left, I was just held up strong. And I know it wasn't me. It was for sure the Holy Spirit.
Praise
God. And then 4 weeks later, my grandmother went to be with the Lord, too.
Yeah.
And I was just taken aback. And we had just finished funeral services for my mom.
Yeah.
And then right off of that, we had to go right back to the same plot and bury my grandmother just a few plots down.
Yeah.
And I was just, but again, God got all the glory because people could see, you know, death is happening all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And people can look at this and say, wow, the source of his strength, I want that. I need that.
Amen.
And that wouldn't happen if I wasn't able to show it through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I thank God for it. But I love my mom, and I'm going to continue to do what I had always done, which is make her proud. And I'm going to keep doing that.
Praise God. When we get to heaven, TC, I want you to introduce me to her.
I absolutely will. And she'll say what she always says. She'll say, go on, Pastor Jim, with yourself. That was her thing, with yourself. She'd say, go on. I score a touchdown. You can hear her all the way from the stand saying, go on with yourself. That was her thing. And so, man, it's going to be great. I told the world in social media, and I said, my pain from the loss of my mom on earth is superseded by the joy that I will see her again in heaven.
Amen.
So that's what I go by.
The Bible says we grieve, but not as those who have no hope.
Right. Exactly. Yep,
well,
that's it. So.
I know that in my own life, the times when, as you describe, that peace that passes understanding, the only times you get to experience that is when you're going through really tough things. Because otherwise, the peace makes sense. But when you're going through really difficult things, that's when you get to experience what you've just described, that peace that passes understanding. Now,
That's right.
How does the book Playing on God's Team complement the film? Because I would imagine some folks, after they see this film, are going to say, okay, I want the full story. I want the rest of the details. They can still get the book too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's funny is it goes in reverse. The book only tells the encounter that I had with a student that kind of really transformed me. And then I'm able to take the film and just bring it all to life.
Mm-hmm.
But what the book does that the film doesn't do is the book teaches. And that's what I love about it. So I break down the whole experience into 21 different segments. And at the end of each segment, you'll have about 4 to 6 discussion questions and reflective questions.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you'll be pointed to a video that you go to on my website, and it gives a wrap-up of what you just learned. And it's me personally. And this is free. You don't have to pay for the video. It comes all with the book. And so we break it all down in 21 different lessons. And so it's like, okay, you saw me do it. You saw me do it in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about the different principles that I learned and you applying it in your own life. And I challenge you to take it one day at a time or 1 week at a time, whatever works best for you. But I want you to really camp out on these scriptures and let them sink in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turns into either a 21-day or a 21-week Bible study and devotional. And
yep.
So the book is about application, whereas the film was about entertainment. And
mm-hmm.
it all together, it makes for a great tool. I can't wait for people to experience the whole thing.
That's super. Now, I mentioned in the introduction that before you went to Hollywood, you had a successful personal training business there in Louisville. And it sounds to me like that God has also used that in terms of how your approach to the book and the film are designed to help people know what they need to do. As you said, I've shown you how to do it. Now here's your opportunity to do it. You're giving people an opportunity to really make progress in their spiritual mm-hmm. life.
Absolutely. I'm like, you know, with the whole personal training thing, the cool thing about it was people would come to my studio. When they first walk in, they're greeted by me and my trainer, who's my wife, and we have some volunteers, and everybody is fit. We look the part.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through it. We've done it. Already you have credibility, and people are like, okay, I can listen. I can only imagine if I was to come, and I just got this big old gut, and I got a big, huge donut in my hand with chocolate all over it, and I'm saying, listen here, you're going to get fit, and you're going to eat right. And it's like, who's going to teach me? It certainly can't be you.
Yes.
And what's funny is you can have all the knowledge in the world. You can have, but you don't look the part. You're not practicing what you preach. And so, and then you get the client in and you start taking them through the workouts and they're seeing progress each week and that encourages them to come back. And they train hard and they want to get to where they want to get to. They got to have discipline. They have to have strength. They have to have endurance and they have to have a plan. And that's the same thing with college football and pro football and all the other levels where you do something. You want to have guidance, strength, endurance, motivation, and a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny when it comes to our faith in Christianity, it seems to be the only thing where we think we don't need those things, where we don't have to have endurance, have strength, have a plan. And, well, what I learned from my experience was this. Just like sports, God is the head coach. The Holy Spirit is the head coach. Jesus Christ is the head coach. Those are your three coaches. The game is life. The opponent is Satan. The Bible is the playbook, and we play life every day. So our game schedule is 365 days a year, 24/7. We're always playing. And so we need endurance. God calls us in Scripture to have endurance. God calls us in Scripture to have strength. God calls us in Scripture to have perseverance. And so on God's team, it takes that same effort that we give all these other things. And that's really the essence of the book. That's the essence of the film. What it truly means to be on Team Jesus is no different than anything else that we come together and try to do. And what's funny is Paul said in the Scripture, 1 Corinthians 9:24-27, mm-hmm. he sums it up by saying this: all these things we put our effort into are temporal. They're, you know, crowns that won't last, but
right.
heaven is a crown that will last forever. So how much greater should our effort be? And so that's the challenge of the book and the film.
Amen. This very day, as I was teaching here at the ranch in our chapel program, I was in Philippians chapter 3, where Paul says, not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That is God's word to us about the fact that He has destined us for greater things. He has taken hold of us, and now our job is not to coast, but to run the race. And we need to run, as you said, with endurance. We've got to persevere. But God doesn't leave us on our own to do it. He doesn't stand on the sidelines and say, go. Jesus is the one who's gone before us. He's referred to in Scripture as the forerunner. He is the champion, and He wins the victory for us. But again, not while we're sitting on the bench. We're supposed to be out there in the fight. And I think you do a beautiful job of laying that out and making it clear that the Christian life is not without discipline. Disciples are supposed to be people who are being disciplined by the Lord. Those the Lord loves, He also disciplines. And we need discipline in the Christian life. You don't just preach that, you illustrate it, you demonstrate it. And I appreciate that very much, brother.
I'm just grateful that God gave me the experience to go through it, and then the motivation and the prompting to write the book. Because like you said, you know, whether, you know, we don't do it, the effort that we need to put in is not effort to save yourself or anything like that. Jesus Christ already did that on the cross. That's not the kind of effort we're even talking about. Everything you just said, all of that effort is a response.
Amen.
It's a response to the free gift that we're commanded to have. So if we apply that to our lives, if someone saw you down on your luck and they gave you a job, like maybe we were homeless or something, and they said, you know what? I'm gonna allow you to work for our company and get you off your feet. I'm gonna give you a job. So you did nothing to earn that. When I was a scholarship athlete, you know, I played football. I couldn't afford to pay my way into college. The coaches came to my house and said, "We're gonna give you a free ride to the University of Louisville." You know, and I can just go on and on about if someone gave you a free opportunity for something. It's like, okay, well, the equivalent of what some people try to do is you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you accept that free gift, and then you think, like you say, you just sit. That doesn't even make any sense. What you've done is just like that job. They gave you the free job. You walk in the building, you don't just sit. They gave you the free job so that you can work.
Exactly.
They gave you the free scholarship so that you can play. And Jesus gave you the free heavenship, if you want to call it that, so that you can do your job on earth, what He calls you to do. So that's where our effort comes in. That's where the work comes in. And then He gives you everything in Scripture where He can get you ready for this fight of life that you have to have.
Yes.
And so I think where we get beat up is when we don't realize that we signed up to run a race, and some people never come out of the starting blocks. You know, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have gotten the starting block, and you're waiting for the gun to go off so you can start running that race of life.
Amen.
And so everything we're talking about is the essence of the book and the film.
That's excellent. Ephesians 2, very familiar verses, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And I love the way you described it. It's not that we're doing these things to try and earn our salvation. Jesus purchased that. We are doing this as a response to what God has done. We are saying thank you with our lives. And the reason we want to work hard and run with perseverance and be disciplined is because we love Him, because He first loved us.
Yep. Absolutely. It reminds me of when somebody gives you, out of nowhere, they give you a free gift. You know, you open up your door and you see this box laying there, and you open it up and someone says, just wanted to let you have this, and it's something nice. The first thing you think is like, wow, the least I can do is say thank you.
Yes.
You know, and you give them a thank you card or something. Well, the way you live your life is your thank you card to Jesus for saving it.
Amen.
And now how do you want to say thank you?
Yes.
You know, and your effort, like if someone gave me, do you want to just give them a piece of notebook paper with scribble scrabble? Like, no, you're gonna give a nice, you're going to do the best you can.
Yes.
So you're so, put it this way. The way you say thank you shows your gratefulness for the gift. If
yes.
I did give you a nasty notebook paper with food spilled all over, you'd be like, wow, I guess you didn't really appreciate what I did. But when I give you a really, really nice card, it's like you can tell I'm just blown away.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give God all the effort that he requires and asks for, when you give him all your, you know, just everything you got, you're showing how much you appreciate. Now, first of all, you're obeying a command. It's not even an option.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, you're showing how much you love and appreciate what he did for you. And so you got to ask yourself, what do I want my thank you card to look like?
Mm-hmm.
And every day, give God your best as you just build that thank you that you're giving to him. It's just a simple, you know, thank you. Romans 12:1, you know, it's
yes.
a reasonable act of worship.
Yes.
So it's a form of worshiping him.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And, you know, I think it's comforting and vital for us to know his power is at work in us. Again, he's not just standing on the sidelines. His power is at work in us. And so he has prepared in advance the good works he wants us to do. He has a plan for you. We're not all called to do the same thing. But
right.
he has things for us to do. And he will give us the power and the strength that we need each day to do what he calls us to do. Folks, my guest, T.C. Stallings, has a wonderful book and a wonderful documentary. They're available if you go to his website, tcstallings.life/24counter. Say, Pastor, I'm not sure I got that. Well, then go to our website and follow the link, because we're putting a link to his page on our page. You can go to wvr.org and find the link. I think you can also find it at pastorwood.org. So either of those websites will have a link to TC's website. God bless you. Thanks for listening. And TC, God bless you. Thanks for being a guest on our program.
Thank you, Pastor Jim. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org. Thank you for tuning in to Abiding in Christ. This radio broadcast is brought to you from the campus of Wares Valley Ranch. The ranch is a home and school for kids that God allowed my wife and I to start in 1991. And through the years, children from all over the country in various crisis situations have found a safe haven at the ranch. While here, they learn about a Heavenly Father who loved them so much that he sent Jesus to save them. If you would like to join in supporting this ministry, but you're thinking, what can I do? Well, consider joining a growing group of people who've made a commitment to support these kids by leaving a gift to Wares Valley Ranch in their will. In doing so, you'll become a member of what we're calling Legacy 145. You can learn more at wvr.org. Just click on the icon that says Legacy 145. Because Psalm 145 says, one generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. That's what Legacy 145 is all about. Again, wvr.org, and look for the Legacy 145 icon.